as I understand it, before we started talking here, that this is your first encounter pretty much with the music of Moran, of E.J. Moran.
And, yes.
So when you were researching the music and you went and started trying to hear what his material sounded like, or did you just stick to this piece, or did you start listening to some of his other music to see kind of what this composer does?
Actually, mostly I just stuck with this piece, mainly because, you know, it's just fresh. I kind of wanted to kind of get my own take on it as I was looking through it and looking at the score, listening to harmonies and all that sort of thing. And so basically I just kind of approached it like, all right, this is a new piece of music. You know, he's not necessarily like a modern composer. He lived through like 1950, but I just kind of took it more on the sense of like, all right, this is kind of an English folk tune. Let's see, you know, what kind of character I can bring to it. And then, you know, once I started collaborating with the other musicians, then, okay, you know, we can kind of agree or compromise on style and all that sort of thing there.
You know, there are some wonderful folk-like melodies in the oboe line, especially at the beginning and the end of the piece. I think it's almost, even though it's a one movement piece, it's about 13 minutes long or so. It kind of has this almost flow of, you know, very folksy, and then it gets a little pensive in the middle, and then again at the end a little folksy. So how do you like to play it?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. And what's interesting about it, too, there are a few really dissonant harmonies that kind of pop out of nowhere, too,
right.
You know, within the folk melody, kind of has the wrong note syndrome to it. But it's kind of layered out in the sense that, like, there's a, you know, kind of a folk melody. And then I almost hear, like, some Vaughan Williams in there, and these kind of slower, the oboe gets to play some lyrical cadenza-like sections that just remind me of things that I've played by Vaughan Williams. And then, you know, then I continue on and we do, you know, more rustic sorts of themes and melodies. And I don't know, it's a fun first piece to collaborate with Camerata on, so.
Yeah, no, Vaughan Williams, I don't think ever went, like you said, into kind of, or maybe he did on occasion, but it doesn't seem as frequently that he did it on into the wrong note territory, like
no.
You say it, you know, because his music is so much, is very, very, you know, lyrical and flowing, and you think of the Fantasia on Greensleeves and Thomas Tallis and things like that, but this has a little bit of spike to it.
Yes, it's mostly in those little transition sections that I have where I'm not really playing with anyone else, that it kind of reminds me of him. And then, like, when we get the folk melodies, you know, occasionally, like, I'll have a B flat, you know, against, let's see. I don't want to go into that because I can't remember the chord.
It's all right.
But then when we go into the actual folk melodies, it's like, you know, maybe we could compare it more to Prokofiev, where it's like, oh, that's not the right note. But, you know, but it works. The clash really, really does work, and it kind of gives it a little bit more flair, like you were saying.
You said you felt like you were playing by yourself sometimes, you know, like that. But you know, yet you do have the other players with you. But do you ever feel like when you have a line like that, that you're kind of hanging out there? Or do you always feel that even though the other performers are playing in contrast to what you're doing, that there's still support there?
They are supporting me through a whole lot of it. And, you know, we are, trading off melody lines, but, there really are some times where I kind of have this cadenza and everyone else drops out and, you know, it's up to me to just kind of bridge the gap between, one folk tune to the next. So, it's kind of fun that way. And it, as I said, it's a fun way to start off, a program in a season. So
what is it like? I mean, what have your rehearsals been like with Camerata?
Great. I've left every rehearsal just feeling so excited for the concert. You know, this is music that I'm very unfamiliar with, which of course is initially daunting. But I've just had such a great time learning it and collaborating with these guys. I mean, they're just so much fun to work with. And the music is great, and then, you know, having people that you really like working with just makes that, you know, 100 times better. So,
Emily said in her interview that one of the things that they look for in musicians that they want to collaborate with is people who are have a sense of adventure and are up for anything. Does that characterize you?
I hope so. But yeah, I mean, it's just, Everyone seems to be pretty easygoing, even though, you know, we're all musicians that are detailed and want to, you know, bring the best out of the music. You know, I feel like there's this great kind of ebb and flow in our rehearsals of, like, you know, really, really detailed work and then, you know, some laughter and joking around too. So it's a great work environment.
Good, good. Jennifer Berg, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm, thank you.